I'm Siobhan Barnes, ex-commercial and corporate real estate professional turned leadership and life coach, supporting high-achieving professionals to step into purpose-led careers without having to sacrifice their soul, sanity, or steady paycheck. I've coached hundreds of professionals to figure out their unique path to create meaningful success that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, using my signature aligned achievement method. In this podcast, I'll share how you can get clarity on your unique path, how to make an impact and step into more purpose in a way that's right and true for you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Barnes, and really excited to be with you today talking about how to succeed in a purpose-driven career without the burnout. Now, at the time of recording and at the time of this airing, it is July in Hong Kong, and this is the Northern Hemisphere. It's the summer holidays, and for many people, they will be off on holidays and celebrating and doing something great. For those in the Southern Hemisphere, I think you'll also be on winter break, but I could be mistaken. However, it is a great time to recoup your energy, to have a bit of downtime, to get clear on where you're going and reassess, okay, how am I doing in 2023? A couple of episodes ago, episode 68, I spoke about three questions that you can ask yourself to do a mid-year review. So if you haven't listened to that podcast episode and you're actually in a bit of a review process, I highly recommend that you go and check that out. I'll pop a link to that over in the show notes, which you can get at siobhanbarnes.com/71. That's the number 71. But today I really wanted to talk a little bit more about how do you succeed in a meaningful career without burning yourself out? Because there's a few phases to creating a career that you love. Some of you will be really clear on what you're here to do and the direction you want to go in your career, right? And you're in a season of growth and you're like, yep, I know what I'm doing. Some of you will be in a season of reinvention where you're like, actually, I want to change. I'm not sure what this purpose-driven career or meaningful career looks like. What might that be now? And some of you are going to be in a season of, you know what, I don't want to grow. I just kind of need to hit the reset button, look at my health, look at my relationships, just kind of rebalance everything. And the common theme amongst all of this is centering your well-being and ensuring that you're moving forward without burning yourself out, without taking a toll on your body, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional, your spiritual, your energetic, right? It's really, really important. So I wanted to talk today about how you can begin to succeed in a purpose-driven career without the burnout, because ultimately that's what I want for you. The whole reason why I do this podcast and why I talk about aligned achievement is because I think that every single one of us is here for a reason and that we each have skills and talents and gifts that we're here to share. And we are swimming in a culture of hustle, working hard, late nights, and this culture of always working, always being on. It can be really detrimental to our health. It can make us feel like less than. It can make us feel like we're falling behind. And I don't want that for you. And one of the most common prevailing challenges that I see many women facing, including many of my clients, is that when you feel a call to do something more meaningful, to make a contribution, to do something in the world, it can be really hard to have the bandwidth and the space to do that when you're freaking tired. And let's be honest, if you're listening to this, you're probably freaking tired. You've probably got a to-do list as long as your arm. You're probably responsible for humans, whether that be people on your team, children, aging parents, you know, the whole gamut, a relationship. There's a lot to do. And so today I really want to talk about the importance of not burning out, because that's really the first step before you can think about meaning and you can think about purpose. Because let's face it, when you're burnt out, when you're stressed, you're in survival mode. You're just trying to get through the day. So let's talk a little bit about how do you succeed without burnout? And when I say succeed, I mean succeed on your path that's defined by you, that works to your gifts and talents, that plays to your interests and strengths and what it is that you want to do. So step number one is to define what your purpose is for this season of your life and for this particular time. So the question you want to be asking yourself for step number one when you're defining your purpose is, all right, how can I translate the deeper reason I'm here in this particular season of my life and my work? And how do I translate that into meaningful goals that I can take action on? And the reason why I put it in this way and I talk about seasons is that 95% of the clients I work with are women, right? If I look back on the 10 years I've been working as a coach, 95% of them have been women. And as women in particular, I'm not saying this doesn't apply to men, and I am a woman, so I can speak to my experience. We go through many transitions. We go through transitions, whether that's, you know, from maiden to mother, having a child, whether we're just simply going from being a vibrant woman to suddenly being in menopause. There's so many different transitions that we go through in life, getting married, perhaps, divorcing, perhaps, empty nesters and children leaving the home. There's so many transitions that can happen. And so it's really important to honor the season you're in, because here's the thing, I see women putting so much pressure on themselves to keep at pace all throughout their careers. There's like this inbuilt assumption that we have to keep the pace, the same pace in our careers all the way through. And, you know, I was having a conversation with my coach the other day. She was helping me to kind of reframe, because I was beating myself up with certain things that I haven't progressed and was feeling a little bit down about a certain goal that I had that I hadn't quite, you know, stuck the landing on. And she helped me see the reality of it and realize you're telling yourself one story, but if we look at the reality, you haven't actually had that much time to devote full focus and attention onto the thing that you want. And I know for me, when I look at my career, I'm very quick to discount the fact that I've had 3 children and that has taken time away from my career. And that's been a conscious choice. And so the season that you're in matters. And I'm bringing this up and I'm talking about it a little bit more when it comes to defining your purpose, because I want you to know that, let's say, for example, you've just had a baby. Please go gentle on yourself. Please don't feel like you have to know what your purpose is right now. You know, for this season of your life and career, whether that's the next 3 months or 6 months, my suggestion is to focus on your baby and to focus on your own well-being and healing that fourth trimester, so that you can take care of yourself to get back to whatever version of you are, you know, emerging into, because I do believe you change and evolve and shift. So that's the first step. If you want to succeed in a purpose-driven career and to have that balanced life, define your purpose for this season. What is it that drives you? What is your priority? Because here's the thing, what really matters is how you show up in the world. And being crystal clear on your priorities will allow you to make decisions. It'll allow you to figure out what to say yes to, what to say no to. And you'll give yourself permission and you'll cut yourself some slack, because you'll be able to be more deeply present with the season of life that you're in. So that's step number one. If you want to succeed in a purpose-driven career without the burnout, just get clear on the purpose for the season of your life. Step number two is you want to set boundaries around that. You want to get clear on what the focus is and when you're working, when you're not, what you're saying yes to, what you're saying no to. And that's going to help you make sure that you're prioritizing what's really important. And it's going to help you prioritize the habits that make you feel good and that support your well-being. Because remember, we don't want to burn out in this process. So let's say, for example, going back to the newborn mom who's taken maternity leave, then you're going to say no to checking that work email. You're going to say no to perhaps leading that project when you come back after mat leave. Set those boundaries. Get really clear on what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to. And this is the hard thing, right? It can be really hard to stick by our decisions because, again, remember, we live in that culture, that soup that tells us we should be going for gold, putting our foot on the accelerator, keeping up the pace. And again, I see this a lot with women, is that feeling of, oh, I'm behind, I'm not keeping up with so-and-so, and that's not what I want for you. Which brings me on to the third step that's really important to succeed without burnout, and that's creating a support network. Building a community around you who is going to rally for you, support you in your decisions, and have your back with what it is that you want to do. And look, this can be really hard, right? Because as I said, we live in a culture where the narrative is you've got to keep going. You can't take your foot off the accelerator. If you do, you're going to miss opportunities. You're going to be behind, yada, yada, yada. And when you're in that network of people who are telling you that and who kind of buy into that narrative, then of course you're going to feel bad about yourself. Of course you're going to second guess yourself and doubt your decisions, and you're going to be wobbly and you're going to be half in, half out, and your energy is going to be indecisive. And that's going to make you stressed, and that's going to make you anxious, and that's going to leave lots of regrets, and there'll be this should I, shouldn't I, and your power is just completely handed over to somebody else. So step number three is really important. Find those people who inspire you. Find those people who support you. And if it's not friends, like be a part of a community, join a group, find a mentor, find a coach, be a part of the energy of people who are doing things differently and who have similar values to you and can help you see that it's okay to prioritize what you're prioritizing. That's step number three. So that's kind of bigger picture. Step number four is more around the day-to-day. And what I recommend here is to stay present. So in the midst of your busy days, you've figured out your purpose in this particular season, set your boundaries, you've got your support network about you. This next step is really about the day-to-day. What are you doing to stay present, to stay connected to your own intuition, your own chief soul officer that knows which way to go so that you can tune into what's right and true for you? Because I'm a firm believer that nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody knows what's right for you. Nobody knows what it's like to live in your head, to feel how you feel navigating the world. And, you know, as a coach, if you haven't worked with a coach before, I believe a coach isn't there to be like, you should do this, you should do that, and tell you what to do and be another voice that's saying, this is what you need to do. Rather, a coach, I believe, should be a very impartial, non-judgmental guide to support you to come up with your own answers. And of course, if there are strategies and there are recommendations that can move you forward in the direction that is first and foremost aligned to your truth, then of course that can be shared. But most importantly, it's about getting clear on you. So whether you work with a coach or you don't, have that time to stay present so that you can tune in and hear your own voice and get clear on what you want. Because again, as a woman, my guess is that you're thinking about what your partner wants, what your kid wants, what's best for so-and-so, how you can do all these things, and you need to come back to you. So staying present might mean, you know, going for a walk in nature. It might mean meditation, might mean journaling, anything that supports you to feel like you're coming back to you. For some, it's running and going to the gym. Again, that's something that's your personal mastery to figure out what works best for you. The fifth and final step to succeed in a purpose-driven career without burnout is to embrace the fact that there's going to be growth, there's going to be change, and that you need to adapt, right? I spoke about the seasons before because you and I both know the only constant in life is change. So embrace this change. Build that muscle of intuition and tuning into your own North Star, because that is a skill that you will need to carry you through life. And be open to learning new opportunities, expanding your skill set, pursuing trainings, staying with industry trends. Trust that. And if you need support around that, work with a coach or, you know, be in community with your friends or peers who know you and get you and can offer you some advice and hear you out. So to wrap this up in a neat bow, I've just shared with you the five steps or guideposts to succeed without burnout. I just want to end on a few kind of mantras and mindsets that I want you to remember. First one is, I achieve my ambitions whilst prioritizing my well-being. I'm going to say that again. I achieve my ambitions whilst prioritizing my well-being. What that means is that you need to prioritize your well-being so that you have the energy to achieve your ambitions. Kind of flips this narrative of working hard on its head, okay? The second mantra is, remember that burnout does not mean dedication. Burnout does not mean dedication, all right? It's a drain on your ability to make a meaningful impact. When you're burnt out, you're not doing anyone any favors. You're not putting in your best energy. It's not effective. It'll take you 3 hours to do something when you're tired compared to like 1 hour when you're energized and you're most alert. So it's not the smartest way to work. So please remember these mantras and please remember these mindsets. And if you look at your career as like a long-term project, right? It's not a sprint. We don't have to have our foot on the accelerator. Think about athletes. Think about people who are masters of their craft. They take care of themselves. They rest, they rejuvenate. They don't always have to be on. And somewhere, somehow, we forget that for ourselves. So if this has resonated with you, if you have any questions, if you're coming up against burnout, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to DM me or hit reply to this email if you're part of the newsletter. And let me know, what's your biggest question or challenge around succeeding in a purpose-driven career without the burnout? Is it the clarity piece? Is it the confidence piece? Is it the boundaries? I really want to hear from you and I'd love to know. For all the links that I've shared today, you can come on over to the show notes over at SiobhanBarnes.com/71. That's the number 71 if you'd like to go deeper. And if you want to get back on track to a purpose-driven career, please do come and do the achievement style assessment if you haven't done that already. That will give you an insight into what's motivating you, what is going to feel purposeful to you, so that you can begin to align your decisions to the projects and the purpose that feels most meaningful to you. And of course, if you need any support, if you feel like you need to build that community, you want someone to help you listen to your own voice in and amongst the noise of all the demands of looking after others, then book in your complimentary Get Unstuck call with me. I'll pop the link to that in the show notes, but that's a completely non-obligatory call. I'm just going to talk to you about where you're at, where I see the opportunity for you to get started. And if I think we're the right fit to work together, then I'll share that with you as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember, you are here for a reason, beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter.